white doing that. You ever hear of a China egg?
Yeah. Okay. I've seen them.
We have.
Mm-hmm. What would you use to carry water in?
Water bucket.
Would it be made of wood or metal?
Well, we had the cedar bucket, and then, when we were growing up, we used cedar buckets all the time, beautiful cedar buckets. And we had to scrub them every week.
Band on and them was copper, and you just kept that copper band around them.
And we kept those beautiful, scrubbed beautiful.
And we
scrubbed
them with sand.
Yeah.
We didn't have Ajax and things, so we had the real fine sand.
And clean it up, won't it?
Mm-hmm.
What do you carry milk in?
Milk bucket.
Or milk pail.
Milk pail.
What sort of container do you use to carry food to the pigs?
Slop bucket. That's what we call it.
What do you fry eggs in? What's it? Slop bucket. Says it right there. Oh. You're naming all these things, ain't you? What do you fry eggs in?
Frying pan, a skillet.
What is it made of?
Iron.
Do you know some people call them spiders?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got one.
You got a spider?
I've got one. I give the family one.
Bill, the one that doesn't have any,
Have you ever seen one?
Tell me about a spider. Are you going to go get me one?
Yeah, well, sure.
What makes a difference then, Tom, between a spider and a regular pan?
It doesn't have a rim on it, it's just flat.
Oh.
It's like a griddle.
I thought that spiders had legs. The old fashioned.
Well, they're called spiders too. This is a spider.
I see.
He's talking about the spider that had the legs that you put on the coal fire, the wood fire.
We call that a Dutch oven.
It sat up on top. Mm-hmm. It's just like this except legs on it.
Uh-huh. Well, we call that an old iron fire. I've got owls in here.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But now this is a spider.
Mm-hmm. That's what Daddy used to call it.
Mm-hmm. What about something big and black that you had out in the backyard that you might use for heating up the water to boil your clothes?
Wash pot.
Okay. And what would you call the container that you plant some sort of flower in and keep in the house?
Flower pot.
Is that what you call it, Karen?
Well, that's what I always do.
What would you call the container in which you put your cut flowers?
A vase.
And what are the eating utensils that you set at each plate when you're setting the table for supper?
Knife, fork, and spoon.
If you had served breakfast, if you'd served steak and it wasn't very tender, you might have to put a steak
knife
by the plate. Mm-hmm. If the dishes are all dirty, you say, it's almost supper time, and before we can have supper, we have to have some clean dishes. I must
wash the dishes.
After she washes the dishes, then she
dries them.
Before that,
scuffle them.
Okay. I was thinking of when you dump them in water.
Well, that's scalding.
Yeah.
Instead of saying rinse
them. Yeah, scald it. We scald out.
Okay. What do you call that cloth or rag you use in washing dishes?
A dish rag.
What do you call the cloth or rag you use in drying dishes?
We call them dry cloth.
You're making up names for me.
Well, I'm kidding you. It's what we're saying.
I'm kidding. What do you call the small square or terry cloth that you use to bathe your face?
Washcloth.
After bathing, what do you dry on?
Towel.
What do you turn on at the water pipe of the kitchen sink?
We call it faucet, but they call them tap flange.